Justin Flick back with you now, joined by Coach Jonathan Rodvelt. The Troy boys are 11-6. They suffered their first loss in TBL play regular season, now 8-1. That against Wetmore last night. But before we break down that game, let's go back to last Friday night. Troy with a good home win, 52-40 against Lynn. Swept the Queen of Court Knights. And Coach, you mentioned you're still undefeated at home this season, so that was a really good win against the Lynn team. I know you continue to play shorthanded a little bit, but what did you see from your guys in that victory last Friday?
We played small, and against Lynn, when you play somebody that's maybe got a lower record than you, I mean, you have to understand that you got to come out ready to play. And so we kind of struggled early on, kind of finding our way offensively, not being super, not executing as well as we would like to, but we kind of found our way. Our press had some success eventually, and we knocked down some free throws there in the middle of the game. And so we stretched it out to probably about 15, and we got there to 4 minutes in the fourth quarter, and they actually knocked down a few shots and then really made it kind of tight. And so we did get guys some decent playing time throughout the game that don't get all those looks, but it was a little closer than what we would have liked to, but you take the win and you move on. And so that's what we did on Friday night.
Tough one last night, falling at Wetmore 50-38. As mentioned, your first TBL loss, and I know Jarrett's still kind of hampered a little bit, so it makes a big difference when you're not able to have Norris out there on the court, I know. But what other, I guess, obstacles or problems arose for your team in that game last night?
Oh, well, I mean, we were watching film and everything. Wetmore is a solid team. They've got veteran guys that can handle the pressure, and so I mean, they're a really good team, and they out executed us in almost every aspect of the game, I would say. They beat the press, they run good offense, and they set good screens, and I mean, they executed to a T a lot of their offense. And we just didn't have good help side defense. We didn't communicate on screens. We didn't switch screens when we were seeing that getting through the screens were an obstacle. So I mean, they're a good team. So I mean, I can't say that you can't make the excuse of I'm not hitting shots or anything like that. I mean they earned that win for sure. But on our end, we've got to play a lot better. We've got to execute on offense. You know, we got a lot of dribbling around the outside all the time and not looking to penetrate. We seem to only try to pass the ball inside when we have our big man in there. And, granted, he didn't play the first quarter, but, we've got to be more efficient on offense for sure. And then when we finally did get some stops, it was a lot of quick possessions, one or two passes and then you fire up an outside shot. So we've got to look to be aggressive and penetrate. But also third quarter, the boys battled back. They had a pretty good third quarter in the kind of the top of the fourth quarter there. I think we got it down to six. And we were right there on the edge, but just couldn't really break through because we got it down to six, and then we had a bad offensive possession. So, I mean, we've got to, as I always say, we've got to take it and learn from it and turn it into something positive. But we've just got to make sure that we come out and we play hard and play smarter overall. Possessions are killing us right now, just not valuing possession. So, and that all adds up in the end. So, we got some stuff to work on for playing against Frankfurt. We get them at home, thankfully. So hopefully we can circle the wagons here and definitely come out and have a good showing and get back to who we really are as a basketball team.
You bet. You mentioned Frankfurt, the home game on Friday, and then at Axtell and at Hanover. So the schedule's still pretty difficult here coming up in the next week or two. Best of luck, Coach. Thanks for your time. We'll chat more next week.
All right. Thank you.
Jonathan Rodville, head coach of the Troy Boys. The Trojan Coaches shows are sponsored by Kinsey Farms, John's Market, and the Troy Booster Club, also by Anderson Meats in Troy and the Exchange Bank.